So that's just my title page. I don't do this often at all, so bear with me. But Nike, what's the brand for Nike? Nike is the brand, but what's the saying? Just do it. Everyone at once, please.
Just do it.
Thank you. That's very good. So our theme for this camp is no hesitation. That's Kevin Durant. He's about to... That's him. He's about to do his little hesitation on that dude, and he's about to die. I know that play. He crossed him up and ended up throwing it down. It was disgusting. But that's not my point, obviously. That's our team. There's no hesitation, and Kevin Durant's looking at him going, I'm not going to hesitate to blow past this person and just get the win. But in life, every time we come to choices, big choices, small choices, it doesn't matter. You're going to have to someday come across something and you're going to have to make a decision. Who knows where this is from? Good. That's what I like to hear. But it doesn't matter where we are in life, you have to make a decision. If you're going to go that way, the red pill, the blue pill, that's up to you. But we always have to make decisions. But the Bible says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. James 1, verse 8. So if we're double-minded and we're trying to make decisions in either the spiritual, which is obviously the right way to go, who remembers what colour was the matrix for the pill? Oh, go back and watch it all. It's the red one, actually. So obviously if we're deciding in the spiritual side of things, which we're taking the red pill, everything's going to generally it'll work out perfectly. Might not at the time. You might be trying to make the decision and you might make that decision and go, oh, now I'm not actually sure if I should have made that decision or not. But after a while, everything pans out and it does work. But if you take the blue pill and you go left, I don't know, left is just doesn't seem right. But let's go. Sorry, guys. Sorry. See myself out. But if you take the blue pill and you try to do everything carnally, with the carnal mind, and you try to make your own decisions and do everything through your own strength, obviously you're only going to get so far. There's only so far that your own strength can get you, and you're never going to actually overcome the hurdle, the big hurdles that will come up in your life. Like this one, for example, I went skydiving recently over Rottnest Island. That was the most amazing experience of my life. It was... What? Shush, April. It was absolutely amazing. But skydiving actually is a huge... It actually ties into our walk so well. So well. Because right there, I'm sitting on the edge of this plane, 14,000 feet in the air, looking at this sheer drop straight into nothing. It's either the ocean or you're going to land on the land. I don't know what would be worse. But all you're trusting in is that guy behind you, because that was my first jump, can't jump on my own. That guy behind you might be Jesus. Jesus with dreadlocks. But you never know. But that's what you're trusting in. That's where your faith is. And the guy behind you that's always got your back. And isn't that the Lord? In our life, that's the Lord. Every single day, he's always there, right behind you, pushing you through life. He threw me out of that. Tell you what, he threw me out of that. There was no way. And the experience at the time is absolutely amazing. As you're going through the journey, your initial thought of, I'm about to jump out of a plane, they fly open the door and you're like, man, I've never been in a plane with the door open before. But then you jump out and you're having the best time of your life. It is absolutely bliss. Falling from this plane, going about 200 k's an hour, and you're just falling, free falling. You realise how free you actually are, having the best time of your life. But obviously, if you hesitate at the top and you don't ever make that jump, then you don't get that experience at all. You don't get that view of Rottnest Island. It's quite nice. You don't have Jesus on your back with dreadlocks. No one's as cool as Jesus with dreadlocks. But you don't get that experience. And if you hesitate through life and the decisions that you make, you won't... That's missing a slide. It was meant to be one of me on the floor, on the ground. Happiest, biggest smile on my face probably ever, other than when I received the Holy Spirit. Let's go with that. But if you don't actually just make that jump, fall out of that plane, take that leap, don't hesitate and just go for it, then you won't get that experience and have the best experience of your life. So you can't be double-minded through life, otherwise you'll miss experiences like this or witnessing to someone. When you actually talk to them, my Friday yesterday was honestly one of the best lead-up to camp because we finished work about, 11:30. That was good. And then I just thought I had to clean up a bit and the roof plumbers were there. And I sat down to lunch with this Kiwi dude named Cole. And I just got the best witness in. And it was so much fun. And leading up to camp, that honestly couldn't have led into camp any better. But if I just sat there and went, oh, I could witness to this dude, or I could change my mind and just not do it at all, I would never have had that experience. I'd never be as happy as I was yesterday. I had just the best time knowing how fun it was. So I guess all I'm trying to say in wrapping this little TED Talk up is just do it. Just get in life, be happy in the Lord, and just do it and don't hesitate.